had I a little bit disappointed with the overall scoreline, certainly wasn't a 4-1 game.
No, it wasn't. It was definitely not. You know, at 1-1, you know, we're more than a match. We just played a video back and showing that the second goal should be on our side. You know, the initial header comes from a Linfield attacker, so you know he's the ref. He's overruled the linesman. The linesman was actually given for offside, but he's been overruled by the ref, and we're seeing it back, and it's been the wrong call by the ref. But you know, 2-1, you're still in the game, you're still a lot to play for, so we can't let our heads go down. These decisions have gone against us a few times already this season, and we keep letting it affect our game. We've got to learn quickly that these decisions are going to keep going. They only keep going against you, but we've got to do them better.
Yeah, we've heard that from other managers. Seems to be, maybe it's a coincidence, that the teams in the lower part of the division seem to be getting the bad shirts.
Either coincidence or not, they're happening. They're there for all they see. You know, we were in the receiving end last week against Dungannon, and it proved to be the case. When the video plays back, it shows that the referee was wrong. The video was proved today again that the referee's wrong, but you know, it's a recurring thing. But we're told to ignore it. If you don't ignore it and you try and challenge it, you get suspended and you get fined. So I don't know it's not for me to make a call on what happens there, but we've got to do one better.
An easy enough victory in the end. Up the first 20 minutes, half an hour, it was tight enough game.
Yeah, as we expected, coming down Institute, you know, they're not just going to roll over and let us go back up the road with 3 points. So it was important that when we did go behind, that we got a response, and we did that today.
Well, obviously the second goal was always talked about, but we have looked at it, and it's definitely a good decision by the referee. At the time it didn't, but it made a difference to the game. But it was a genuine goal, so you can't complain with that.
Not really, and again, I understand Paddy's frustration at the time, and you sort of think it's been chalked off or offside or whatever, but you know, thankfully the officials got the right call for play to Infa. I've been critical in the past for maybe a lack of communication, but thankfully they got the right decision today, and it gives a platform then to go on and finish the game as strongly as we did.
Yeah, you did finish it strongly, and Andy Waterworth getting 2 more goals today again.
Yep.
Goal machine, really.
Yeah, it's important that Andy does score the goals. It's important that anybody scores, but Andy being a selfish-minded sort of centre forward, as I once was, it's important that you build your confidence, scoring goals, and the only way to do that is by banging the ball in the back of the net.